Hiremai, Hiremai.
Welcome, welcome.
From this, the farthest flung dominion of the British Empire, we offer you, our kinsmen at home, a brief sound panorama of New Zealand life.
Hey, you, step inside. No one has to pay for looking. You might like to hang here for a while. If you like that style.
This is how it begins. A quick soundbite of an old newsreel, then straight into a song in which an antiquarian salesman invites you to consider random items from his collection. It's the first album in nearly three decades from Sneaky Feelings, one of the Flying Nun label's original Dunedin bands, and it reunites the four core members of the group. That archival fragment, followed by the song, written and sung by David Pine, might give the impression that it's an album about history, which wouldn't be unexpected, coming from a band who have a lot of history to look back on. And in a sense, it is about history, only the dozen songs on Progress Junction don't just look back. Several of them examine the present, while at least one of them gazes into the future.
Where will you go to at the end of the day? Who will attend to your needs? Lock up your troubles far away from the world. Face in the castle of dreams.
That's the second song up, Castle of Dreams, written and sung by the group's other singer-guitarist, Matthew Bannister, a wry piece of promotion for a retirement home. And I presume that's Bannister playing the commanding guitar solo, showing he's not quite ready for the rest home yet. Bannister and Pine were always the chief songwriters in the Sneakies, and as these opening tracks show, neither of them have lost their touch. Their songs are melodic and poetic, and often employ humour, even when the subject is serious. But they're not the only writers in this group. This band has always appeared to be that rare institution, a functioning democracy. All four members contribute songs, and in the past, some of the best ones came from their drummer, Martin Durrant. It was his Strangers Again that Beck Runger covered so beautifully on her rarity set, Try to Remember Everything. And he contributes one of the standout pieces on this record, too.
You never know until the one you start out dreaming turns to look at you in the street. You never know until she's standing right beside you while you're staring out into space. Now it all begins to come to life. Now it's written on your face. Never know how you can dream a new beginning while you tell yourself it's over. You never know.
That could almost be some pre-rock and roll great American songbook classic as interpreted by a 60s beat group. And in a way, that sums up the breadth of this band and the respect for the whole history and craft of popular song that's always come through in their music. You'll find more examples on the three albums they made before the long hiatus. The most recent of those, Hard Luck Stories, came out in 1988, and other than perhaps an overindulgence in reverb, a very 80s mistake, it stands up pretty well. And in many ways, Progress Junction is its natural successor. It may be nearly 30 years, but it certainly sounds like the same band. They still prefer hitting and strumming things to sampling and quantizing, and a song full of warm harmonies and chiming guitars like this one by bass player John Kelcher comes close to epitomizing that old so-called Dunedin sound.
We lived in a caravan, we built this house with our bare hands. When it started shaking, we stood strong. Then we met all the neighbors, told our stories, swapped some favors. starting to move right along. Can't make up my mind to stay or leave this place. Maybe the sun will melt away my mood. Feel the mercury rising, king tide on a tropical cyclone. We might have to move to higher ground.
But these days, none of the band lives in Dunedin. Both Culture and Pine are in Christchurch, and it's not surprising to find post-Quake themes emerging in both of their writing. Pine's I Don't Blame You is a particular heartbreaker.
12-minute bus ride, number 10. Through a straight line, north-south city, a road that traces the Heathcote River bends. We found a place there, our dreaming town. Thought it was for us, thought it was forever. 30 shaking seconds, it all came crashing down.
Go
if you need to go.
Go,
this is not your home.
Go
if it's only mine.
Go,
I can see that you need what we are scared to do.
Go
while you've got the time. They'll fix the lamppost eventually.
The Sneakies have always been a dab hand with a ballad, which might be what led Chris Knox to infamously damn their music as wimpy soft rock. And yet, they've always been able to make a satisfying rock noise when they needed to, and they still do in a riff-driven song like Other People's Lives, complete with saxophones and Charlie Watts drum fills. There's something remarkably compatible about the voices of the four Sneakies, which might be the thing that ultimately makes them such a good band. Though Bannister's vocals are still identified by the trace of a Scottish accent, they all occupy much the same range, and there's no one of them that stands out as being more showy or expressive than the others. In fact, none is really a spectacular singer, which doesn't mean they don't have exactly what's required to put these songs across, which is character. John Culture certainly brings plenty of that to the title tune. One of his own songs, it's the most eccentric track on the record, an off-kilter country tune complete with jaw harp, cue tumbleweeds, and a tribute to the South Island's west coast where he grew up.
See that rusty old piece of iron? This must be the place. Standing in the middle of a road that goes to Progress, Progress Junction. See that broken piece of glass? That was the Grand Hotel. And those two stumps in the river there, that was the Old Town Bridge. Ay, 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 ay. When I hear them talk about progress, I think of progress. Progress Junction.
For most of the album, Sneaky Feelings don't lay on the Kiwiana quite as thickly as they do there, though it's never far away, with the archival soundbites giving it something of the feeling of The Who's great album, The Who Sell Out.
Friendship is here! NAC Friendship has arrived in Hawke's Bay to zip you to Auckland in just 70 minutes, to Wellington in 55.
Flying's the way to travel. Fly NAC!
Friday night, mist lowers a curtain to raise it on summer and a crystal day. Saturday, it's warm in the shadows, the sun's a smiling killer who's come out to play. Meet me on the waterfront tonight, and we'll watch them set the sky alight. Then we'll walk on forward through the night, feeling closer.
I suspect it's in Sneaky Feelings' favour that they were never quite flavour of the month, even in their Dunedin Sound heyday. If you're never in, then you can never go out. But they've always written memorable songs about ordinary life, and if that's something you value, then you'll find plenty of use for the new ones here. As was always the case, Sneaky Feelings have made an album that doesn't sound quite like anyone else. But Progress Junction does sound like New Zealand, as it looks in both directions from this strange place in the second decade of the 21st century.
Now it's buried deep, now it's underground, now we're here in the strangest year, we're stamping out again.